Hi, my name is Tsitsimo Tendi, and you are listening to Enterprising Families Podcast. Welcome to the world of Enterprising Families, where we discuss the issues of governance, next gen, and looking at how families of wealth and family businesses growing into families of wealth can preserve their wealth, become better as they go forward into a new generation. Hi everyone, and welcome to this episode of Enterprising Families. And on this episode of Enterprising Families, I have with me David Gould, and we're going to be exploring the topic, understanding conflict and engaging it in a way that moves us forward. And we all know how icky and uncomfortable conflict can be in any shape and form. So always finding ways of tackling it before it begins, or being able to better tackle it, even if it has already started and it's giving you that uncomfortability and inability to communicate, is always welcome to any family or individual. So I'm so excited to be having this conversation with you, David. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Cece. Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that. Conflict seems everywhere and almost inevitable with everybody and in everything that we do on a daily basis, more so in a family business when you have that merger of family relationships as well as business relationships coming together. How important is it that we manage conflict effectively?
Well, first of all, Cece, you're absolutely right. It is inevitable and it is everywhere. In fact, there's a simple test for conflict. You take a mirror, you hold it up to your mouth and you breathe on it. If it fogs over, you have conflict somewhere in your life. And in families, it's even more complex because of the lengthy stories and all of the events that occurred that might trigger animosities. And so families' conversations are inevitably going to be more challenging. And the basic theme from my work is the earlier you look at the potential for conflict and maybe even be willing to look at your own role in it, the better. I was called in to work with a family actually very early by the lawyer who was drafting a new will for the family. And two of the siblings had a battle over whether or not their mother had the capacity to make the changes that she was proposing to make. It was very early days, and the lawyer and I were able to have the family have the conversations together that they needed to clear the air and to confirm what their mother's intention was and to move forward. And they recognized that if they hadn't, the battle over who was right or who was wrong might have eroded the value of the estate and certainly done a lot of damage to the family. The cousins and everybody wanted to get together for holidays and birthdays, and it was beginning to look like that would be a problem. So nobody wants that in a family.